So yesterday I had a really bad workout. I talked about it on the Daily Swole podcast. It fucking sucked. It was no good. I sat around. I lifted heavy. Like, my strength was there. But I had done a fast the day before, so I was probably flat and kind of just energy levels were low. But I was pissed off. And instead of letting it get me down, what I did was, I want you to think about this, recycling your emotions. Recycling your emotions. Now, what the fuck do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by recycling your emotions is literally reuse the same passion and the same intensity of that emotion, but churn it up and fucking spit it out as something brand new. Reuse that energy, because any type of emotion that you have is energy. And if you're having negative emotions, let's say you're bummed out about a shitty workout, that's negative energy. That's negative emotion, but it's still energy that you're losing because it's not going to anywhere valuable, right? It's not going to anything that's creating something. It's not going to anything that is going to build you up. It's just negative, like, oh, fuck, I suck. I had a shitty workout. I had a shitty day of eating, whatever it was. So because that's a strong emotion, right? It's like, fuck, I suck. I had a shitty workout. That's powerful, but it's powerful in the wrong direction. What I want you to do is take that energy that you're using for that negativity, and I want you to fucking chomp on it. I want you to put it back inside your body. I want you to churn it up. I want you to fucking be one with the garbage. I want you to swallow it and spit it back up as I am going to fucking crush it tomorrow. Use that energy, reuse it. You've probably heard the law of thermodynamics, that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Well, you don't need to create more energy. You need to reuse the shit that you're wasting. So take that negativity, grab it out of the fucking universe that's around you, shove it right back into your fucking stomach and spit it back up as I am going to crush tomorrow. I am going to destroy my workout tomorrow. Today fucking sucked, but tomorrow I'm gonna absolutely own it and make it my fucking bitch. That's what I did. I came back today and I almost thought it wasn't gonna happen. I almost thought I was gonna have another flat workout. I had a great pump. I got exactly what I wanted to get done. I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. I feel plenty fine. I actually did chest and back again, a couple different moves, not a ton of volume because I literally worked it yesterday, but I used that same energy. And now I am on a fucking new level. Now I'm back on top. Now I am back in control, because that's what you lose when you let your emotions get the best of you. That's what you lose when you allow that negativity to permeate your day and to permeate the next day and the day after. You lose control. And when you lose control, you lose everything, because there isn't much in this world that you can control except for your emotions. You can't control a lot of other things. You can't control what goes on around you. You can only control what goes on inside your head. That's why nutrition is so important, because you can control what you put in your mouth. You can control what decisions you make in terms of mobility, in terms of exercise. Like, those are things that you can control in terms of your body, and you need to control what you can, because there's so many things, because the majority of things in this world are uncontrollable. You need to control as much as you fucking can. And most people just leave their nutrition, their training, in the wind, as if that's not controllable. Bull fucking shit. That's 1000% controllable. That's the only shit that you fucking can control. So control it. And use this principle, use this method of recycling your energy in order to spit it back out and crush the next day. That is going to be the secret. That is what is going to set you apart from someone who constantly beats their head against the fucking wall. That's going to set you apart from the people that are just wallowing in misery and self-pity. No one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck about your problems. No one does. No one does. I mean, I want to help you, but I got my own fucking problems, right? You want to help the people around you, I'm sure, too. You're not a bad person, but you got your own fucking shit to worry about. You got your own struggles. You got your own stress. Everyone's got their own shit to deal with. So you can't be expected to help out everyone around you. You can't be expected to fucking give, give, give. You got to be selfish and focus on yourself and redirecting this energy that you're losing by just being negative and spitting it out and spitting it out and spitting it out and sending it out into the universe, sending it out around you. No, grab it, bring it back inside, recycle it, and then create the next execution, the next thing that you control, the next thing that you work on, the next thing that you move forward with, that is going to absolutely crush. That is going to be your positivity. That is going to be your reset. That is going to be your move forward. And that's how you can take a negative, take something that will slow you down, take something that will hold you back, and then make it something positive. Take control of what you can control.